matches are all wet. You got a lighter?
Yeah, it's here somewhere. That's my wife's bar. Ah, there we are.
Trip to the top of the Empire State Building. When I looked down at the crowds of people on the street, they looked like ants. I pulled out a penny, and some of us started talking about what would happen if I dropped it from up there and it landed on somebody's head. Of course, I never crossed that line and actually dropped the penny. I don't think Early Grace even knew there was a line to cross.
I'm talking about the mind of a serial killer as it relates to culpability. Someone who has no ability to distinguish between right and wrong is like a child.
In the eyes of the law, he should be treated like a child. He should not be in prison, let alone executed.
There you go again. Well, next comes the part where you lay it all at the altar of misfiring synapses, amok biochemicals, and horrendous childhood.
Well, it's a fact. Most of these poor people suffer from severe chemical brain imbalances. Think I put enough tequila in here?
Probably not.
The answer is research and treatment under hospital-supervised conditions, not the electric chair.
Yeah, that's great, Brian. Unless it's your mother's head they find in the refrigerator.
Yeah, but executing the killer would not bring my mother back now, would it?
Thank God.
Oh, everybody's a joker.
Yeah, but it'd sure make you feel a lot better now, wouldn't it?
No, actually, it wouldn't make me feel any better.
Brian, the bottom line is these people are evil, plain and simple.
Out of bowl of chili.
Hot one.
Be right there.
Antichrist will be a woman in a man's body with seven heads and seven tails.
Ain't that to go?
Antichrist will be a woman in a man's body. Seven heads and seven tails. And Christ will be a woman in a man's body. Seven heads and seven tails.
Yeah.
I always knew I'd be a writer, but there's a big difference between writing a magazine article and writing a book. I know. I wrote a magazine article. Everything I ever wanted to know about serial killers fit nicely on those four pages.
Brian, what are we doing here?
Research.
Come on, look at this place. You'll get some great photos in here. This is where her nightmares began. Her father worked the night shift here. Most nights he'd take her with him. She was 11 years old. Of course. The bastard knew that nobody could hear her screams over the noise of the machines. The article got me a book deal, a little cash up front. But between the rent and the convertible, the advance was gone. I owed a book and I was stuck. What little I knew about serial killers I learned in a university library. And the only thing I knew for certain was that people didn't kill each other in libraries.
She murdered her first victim over here. They found him stuffed in the corner. They found her second victim over there.
Can you imagine the rage and pain she must have felt returning to this place?
The victim returns to the scene of the crime and becomes the criminal.
Where did everybody go? I didn't take that long.
Size 7. That's right, ain't it? Super size 7.
Oh, early you specialist.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Oh, thank you, honey. These are beautiful. This reminds me of Cinderella when the prince gave her his glass slipper, except these ones are red and they ain't seafood.
And there's two of them. Is that my chili?
Oh, honey, happy birthday to me. Thank you.
Tonight turned out to be pretty interesting, huh?
Oh, those fascinating friends of yours and a stimulating conversation?
Oh. No, the warehouse. I'm not that stoned.
Oh, the warehouse. Well, actually, yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was definitely the highlight of the evening.
You know, just being there, where it all really happened. I could almost...
Take your shirt off.
Yes, ma'am.
Come here.
I'll be waiting for you when you get back.
Put your titty back up, Adele.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Mr. Debo stopped by yesterday. And he said if we don't give him his money by the end of the month, he's going to kick us the F-U-C-K out of here.
He said that to you? Cussed at you?
Mm-hmm. You going to talk to him?
Well, shut up! He comes back here, don't you open that door.
I picked up some Chinese.
Did you hear from the gallery?
You got your slides back? What'd they say?
Oh, well, you know, same story, different day.
You're idiots.
Too graphic. Too overt. Not suitable for mass consumption. I forget.
You don't want to be suitable for mass consumption.
I don't know. Just, who cares anyway, right? Not me. Christ, I'm dying here, Brian. Why can't we just get out of here? Why can't we just get the hell out of here? Why can't we just go to California? Why not?
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. Yeah.
What the hell did I know about California? For some people, it was still a place of hopes and dreams, a chance to start over. The idea was, if you could just get there, everything would be okay. And if it wasn't okay there, well, then it probably wasn't going to be okay anywhere.
Hey, Dale! Which car's that out front?
He's not here.
But look who's stopping by. And I ain't supposed to be at the pro-ops till tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
You know, Early, you're supposed to notify me when you lose your job.
Yeah.
I stopped by the mirror factory today. You left quite a mess behind there.
Now, that wasn't my fault. It's dangerous air and treat me like shit.
Oh. Nobody ever has treated you right, have they, Early?
Your daddy was picking on you when he threw you out of the house for stealing the tires off his truck.
The police, way out of line when they kept you from beating that bartender half to death.
You know, Early, I bet the Lord's gonna be picking on you come Judgment Day. Now, hold on there. I ain't got nothing against God, see? It's just people he let take out there. Dude, what you looking for?
A girlfriend of yours. Not much for housekeeping, is she?
Well, he's thinking about moving any house. Maybe down to Texas. Get me a job in one of them air.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know you can't leave the state.
Yeah, it's just a thought.
What you can do is get a job. You bet this address. Yeah. 3 o'clock sharp.
What is
it? Janitor's job.
Well, don't want to be no janitor.
I don't give two shits what you want, what you don't want. I'm telling you to be there. Are you going to be having dinner with the sheriff?
You understand me, boy?
You know, y'all try putting a bag over your head for that cough. Works every time. Pig arm piece of shit.
She came back to the warehouse that her father molested her in. Why? Because this place is the catalyst. She needed to relive her own nightmares before she could kill those men. The victims.
How are you, Sleeping Beauty? You really didn't have the heart to wake you.
Thanks. Off my head.
Aww.
What are you doing?
Well, I sat down with your photos, which are wonderful, by the way.
Thank you.
And my tapes, and I started writing.
How's it going?
It's the best stuff I've ever done. And I think I know why.
Why?
Because for the first time, I understood that woman as a human being. I was walking where she walked, where she killed. I was in her skin. I was looking through her eyes. I think we got a book here with your pictures and my writing. It's a book.
A book on the warehouse murder?
No. Okay. A book on some of the most infamous murders in American history. I want to go to where they lived and where they killed, and I want you to take the pictures, and I'm going to write the text.
What are you talking about?
Talking about this. We can go through Tennessee. We could drop through Arkansas, wherever the hell Arkansas is. There it is. And then we can drop down into Texas, and from there, it's a straight shot right into...
California.
California, and we don't stop until we hit the fucking ocean.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Of course, we don't have enough money, but we'll figure something out, right?
Oh, we'll figure something out.
Bullshit, boy! I want my money! That's it. You tell him I want you both the fuck out of here by Sunday or I'm going to call the police. Elvis, get the fuck off of him.
The ride share was my idea. I thought if we could find somebody from the college who wanted to go to California, they'd help pay for the gas. Carrie wasn't crazy about the idea, but the Lincoln only got 8 miles a gallon.
You know, they say one of these days the whole thing's
gonna slide right in the ocean. Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Looking for somebody to take turns at the wheel and share expenses on a week-long cross-country Blue Highways tour of historic murder sites? You've got to be kidding. Brian, who in their right mind is going to want to do that?
I would.
Like they said.
Hey, good luck on that basis. Hey, don't know where personal office is at, do you?
Personnel office is first door on the left.
Yeah? What, down there? Stinking bitch.
Early.
How you doing, Mama?
Fine.
Boy, I'm tired. Dinner ready yet?
Almost.
Well, let me know.
Early?
Yeah.
Will you tell me more about California?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. One thing, people think faster out there on account of all that warm weather. Cold weather make people stupid. That's a fact.
I guess that explains why there's so many stupid people around here.
It sure does. You know what else?
What?
Never have to buy no fruit. I count it's all on the trees everywhere you turn. And they ain't got no speed limits. I hear your first month's rent is free, state law. So I'm thinking until we get settled, we'll just move around from month to month. How'd that be with you, Mama?
What are we going to do out there early?
By God, first thing we're going to do is get us a couple six-packs of Lucky Lager. We're going to climb up to that famous Hollywood sign. We're going to howl at the moon, goddammit. Yeah, just like that.
You know, I heard once that there ain't nothing on that old moon except some little golf balls that the astronauts left behind.
No, that ain't right. That's bullshit. Government be sending people there all the time. Just don't want us to know about it. Now get.
Well, let me know when you're finished.
Shit.
Try it once in a while.
I don't know. This is really weird. I think we should have at least met them first.
Tigers can't be choosers. They were the only ones to answer the rideshare note, remember?
Oh, God. Please don't let them be as boring as Brian's friends. Anything but that.
Arlie, we shouldn't be doing this. Now, you know, you ain't even allowed to be leaving the state. And these people are strangers. And what kind of people would stop at places where other people got murdered? What if these people are dangerous, Shirley?
They ain't dangerous, Mama. They're riders.
Honey, Holy Grace.
Oh.
Did you settle things with Mr. Diebold?
Yeah, I did. Left him with the car. We're all straight now.
What is that?
That's Lucy.
Huh?
Hey, that's
Dale.
Mine.
What kind of cuckoo brain carries a cactus in her purse? Huh?
No.
They look like Okies.
Oh, Jesus, Early. They look kind of weird.
They look like 5 foot between them.
Would you just smile and let me do the talking?
Let's just keep going.
Are you lighting up?
How many times are you going to tell me that?
It takes me, Dale.
Lighten up. Early?
Mr. Kessler?
Hi, I'm Brian Kessler.
You? Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You must be Adele.
Yeah.
That's Adele.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
What can I help you with your luggage?
Oh, yeah.
I'll get these.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Adele.
Hi, I'm Karen.
I like your hair.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Because it's short.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks.
Carrie was right. If you looked in the dictionary under poor white trash, a picture of Early and Adele would have been there. But I knew if I was going to be a good writer, I'd have to ignore the cliches and look at life through my own eyes.
So, Early.
Yeah?
What do you do?
Well, I do some work at the, I did some work at the Merrick Mirror Factory.
You know what, Ryan? One night when we was staying up late, we was talking about how much bad luck he must have coming from all those mirrors he broke. And I swear we came to 449 years it would take for him to work it all off, and he'd have to, after he died, he's going to have to keep coming back to Earth over and over and over again.
Karma.
What?
Karma. You know, when you do something bad to someone and fate pays you back by something bad happening to you.
Is that France?
Stop somewhere if you and Adele haven't had breakfast yet.
Well, it's like this, Brian. I don't eat breakfast.
It's because of what he read in this book once, Brian, that folks needing breakfast is a myth or something, and it was put out by the cereal people.
Jesus Christ!
Where are you?
Parole officer.
All right, talk to you on the phone.
What the hell happened?
Hey, say it's a tourist job. That sound like your boy?
Yeah, could be.
Where would I find him?
Hell, I don't know. Crazy son of a bitch was talking about moving down to Texas.
Without his car? What about the owner of the house? It's, to John D. Bold. You know where he might be at?
I don't know. I tell you what, he's not going to be too happy when he sees this.
Jesus Christ! Call in!
Early seemed harmless. Primitive, but harmless. Of course, the fact of the matter was that he'd killed his landlord less than an hour before we met him. He was even wearing the guy's ring. Who knows what he did with the finger?
Here you go, Mom.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Look what I got. I got a camera.
Who gets it? The water. Here you go, bruh.
Thanks.
I got a couple bags of chips and some jerky here if you want. You can just call it.
Yeah.
just in case.
From the moment I began working on the book, I found myself asking one question over and over. What's the difference between a killer and any one of us? What was it they had, or didn't have, that separated them from us?
The Novaks are long gone, but the white picket fence they hired Michael Zaruba to put up is still here.
Come on, show your love.
The Novaks embrace the young drifter as one of their own. The neighbors said he was a quiet young man who was often seen pushing the children on the swing set. Everything was fine until the day the Novaks ran out of work for Michael to do and had to ask him to leave. How does a man get to the point where he can kill another human being in cold blood?
Riley, could you move out of the way, please?
First to die was the 9-year-old daughter. Hi, I'm Brian Kessler. What's your name?
Paul? Paul, where are you? Paul, there's somebody at the door who wants to see you.
What? Who is it?
I don't know.
Afternoon, sir. Sorry to wake you. My name is Brian Kessler. I'm a writer, and I'm working on a book on some of the most famous murders in American history. I'm sure you're aware that this is the Novak farm. I was just wondering if maybe my girlfriend Carrie could come in and photograph the place, take a few pictures, and I'll walk around and just take some little notes, and we'll be out of your hair in 5-10 minutes. For a few minutes, and I can maybe just walk around the house, get a feel for it.
Yeah, damn goons.
Drove all day to get here, sir. I'd be out of your hair in 5 minutes, sir. 5 minutes.
Frank, come on.
At the time, I was angry that Mr. Baxter slammed the door in my face. But it was just his way of forgetting, of pretending that nothing terrible had ever happened there. I guess it's only natural to try and forget the bad things that happen. You never really do, though.
Well, we've come 480 miles so far. Not bad for a day's haul, huh?
Pretty good, bud.
You got any family or friends in California, Early?
No. You do?
No, I don't.
Do you have any friends or family in California, Carrie?
What? No. No.
Well, that's okay. At least we all got each other, right? I mean, that's something. Mama used to say that when you have people around you, it's better that you're not by yourself, because when you're alone, it's hard to develop your personality. And with more people around you, it helps, because friends are really important. And
right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
That's,
we'll get the next one. We got hit sack. Let's go, Mama.
have sleep dreams.
Not Adele. Not early.
That's funny. I didn't know this about you. I didn't know you were so prejudiced.
Oh, please, because I'm just having somebody take off your shoe and scratch your foot while I'm peeing.
I'm prejudiced?
He can't help the way he was raised. I kind of feel sorry for him.
Oh, you feel sorry for him? That's so sweet. Obviously, you didn't get it with that sock.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
$30 for a motel. For what? Lumpy mattress, crummy TV, and a crapper? Don't think so.
Honey, sing me a song.
Now I'm busy, Mama. Would you stay put?
Please. Okay, if you don't sing it, I'm gonna sing it myself. Do your balls hang low? Do they walk too fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you put them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your balls hang low?
Do
your balls hang low? Honey, when we get to California, are you going to take me to that Chinese restaurant where all them footprints are out in front?
Only to let me put mine down, too.
Pretty smooth how they stiffed us on dinner, though.
He didn't stiff us. He paid for the gas, remember?
Brian, I am telling you, they are almost broke, and we are going to end up paying for the two of them. Don't change the subject.
My favorite subject, though.
Never do.
Sir, we don't have a liquor license here, so I'm afraid you're going to have to...
No, that's okay. I got plenty more of this can come from.
You cut your hair.
Early cut it. He said it makes me look more pretty. And I think he's right, because he's right.
Nice job, Early.
Do you like to order some breakfast?
No, I won't be having breakfast this morning, thank you.
Want some of this?
Finish.
Thanks.
Latrine.
Sex, art, and the American culture.
No, I never read that.
I can't wait to get on the road. I love that convertible.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I like wind, Brian.
So do I.
Me to get your stuff?
No, thanks, Ray. I can manage.
I meant to say luggage. Well, I got him.
Hi, honey.
Mom.
It's your turn to pay, Early.
Before I met Early, but he broke me that.
Broke you?
Oh, yeah, because Early, he don't think that women should smoke or drink or cuss. So you know what I do? I spell all my cuss words.
But you don't do any of those other things.
No. I mean, I better not.
he whips you?
No. Only when I deserve it.
Yeah, I took a dump. Boy, you don't want to go in there. Wall to wall stink.
Just going in and wash my hands.
Ain't got no sink.
No sink?
Nope. Damnest thing I ever seen. Let's go. How about I drive, bud? No, Mom, we're getting back.
$28.35, sir.
How much?
$28.35.
Man, I hope I got that. Make it even 30.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
When you first meet people, all you notice are the differences between you and them. But as time passes, you start noticing the similarities. I guess that's how all friendships begin.
Okay, so you put down a card, and then I put down a card, and then when they match up, and it's the same card, then you go snap, and I take it, and I take the card that's there, and like that.
Snap.
I thought you said you never played this before.
I haven't. I really haven't. I'm a fast learner, I guess.
I was reading in the deal there how they never caught that Black Dolly killer.
Black Dahlia?
Yeah.
They didn't.
Well, I was wondering how come. See what I'm getting at? It's like,
Well, some people think that he just stopped killing and disappeared back into society.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but I want to know what a smart fellow like yourself thinks.
Well, I always thought it was the work of a serial killer. You know, anybody who took that much time and care bisecting another human being must have been, you know, he cut him in two.
Oh, he hacked him up?
Two pieces, yeah, in half.
Hey, right.
Anybody who did that must have been enjoying it, and he would have done it again and again and again until somebody stopped him.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good theory, bro. You want to hear mine?
Sure.
Okay. Ain't you gonna record it?
Early Grace's Black Dahlia theory, June 23rd.
Okay. Now, I'm betting he's still alive. Real old, living in a trailer park or something, somewhere. But he's alive, see? Now, he's thinking about what he's done, going over and over and over in his head, every night, figuring how smart he is for getting away with you.
That's possible.
Hey, you shoot poo? Designated driver.
Minnesota Fats. Don't forget your key.
Why'd I open my big mouth?
Mm-hmm. Please come home, son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go! Jesus, bud, you damn near swallowed it.
So why didn't you go with them, Adele?
Cause you know how Early feels about women drinking.
So how did you and Early meet, anyways?
Oh, I was hitchhiking this one day, and Early stopped, and I walked up to look in the window, and I looked in, and Early's face, he was down like that, because he was serious, and then he said, "You getting in?" And, and then he looked up, and that's when I saw his eyes, and I swear, Carrie, he has the eyes of an angel. And then I ended up moving in his, trailer with him, because I thought it'd be kind of neat. But, you know what? I was thinking that what if me, you, and Brian and Early all moved into a house together in California? Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I mean, well, we'll see what happens. You never know.
Okay.
Do you want me to fix your hair for you?
Yes. Cause, I don't really like it that much.
Come on, then.
Hey.
It doesn't look that bad, but I think we should fix it.
We're gonna find us some doors around here.
Yeah, the doors out front, on the street.
Not doors.
Huh?
Doors, bud. Opens to other dimensions.
Huh.
See, I read, bud.
Huh?
And I'm telling you, if a man knows what he's doing, he can transport himself to anywhere in this goddamn universe. Didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. I think I should tell you, I'm not much of a pool player.
Oh, it ain't hard. I can teach you.
Really?
Yeah, spot a few balls for a game, too.
You're not gonna hustle me, are you?
How much money you got?
What's that?
That's the portfolio of my work. That's what that is.
Your pictures? Can I look at them?
Yep, go right ahead.
Oh, my Lord. Did you take this one?
I took all of those. Yeah, that one's me.
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Hold still, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My God, Carrie. If Early ever saw me in a picture like that, I'd be black and blue for a week.
You shouldn't let him do that to you.
You think Early's mean to me? Well, he's not. He may punish me once in a while, but he's not mean. When I was 13, there were these three boys, and they raped me in the back of this truck, and they hurt me so bad that I was in the hospital for like 4 months.
And I feel safe with Early, because most of the time he treats me really nice. And, I know that he would never let anything like that ever happen to me again. Oh, I like my hair. You did a really good job, Gary. It's, really professional.
Hey, Marley! Come here, baby. Why don't you and me get in line and sweat it up some?
Fuck off, TJ. There you go. That'll be $5.
Wait a minute. Wait. These aren't Lucky Lager. We ordered Lucky Lager.
Take a look around you. If you see something lucky around here, you let me know.
Why don't you tell me what you think is so funny?
What?
You think I'm funny?
No.
Tell me, what would a just gargling, come drunk fairy like you do with a pretty girl like that anyway?
What are you talking about, man? Just relax.
Get him, Brax. He's come.
What was that? Is this your boyfriend?
No, he's not my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend's cool, like,
what's just like, cool with him?
Hey, asshole!
Lucky Lager!
Break it up! When that guy Paul TJ started...
Back him up.
Cause your pink replaces your red. My mom is a beautician.
Really?
Yeah, she likes pink a lot. You should have seen her face. She was mad when she first found out I was with Early on account of him just getting out of jail and all. She hasn't talked to me in over a year now. I wish she'd call me, Carrie.
Early's been in jail?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
For carrying a gun. And resisting arrest. It's a really interesting story, actually. He put up a fight with the policeman, and they struggled because he didn't want to be arrested. I'd have done the same thing. Why are you laughing now?
I don't know. I just don't think that carrying guns and resisting arrest is very funny.
Well, I'm gonna go back to my hotel room now, Harry. I had a really great time with you. I just think I had too many beers. And I wasn't even supposed to be drinking in the first place.
Adele, you don't have to go. I didn't mean...
Great.
Look at this dipshit. Get him, Bry. Tear him up.
Oh, I got to see a man about a mule.
What?
Take a piss. Hey, see if there's any Reeves in the back seat.
What?
Reeves. Beers.
That's what we used to call them when we were kids. That beer spilled backwards. Shit. Think I chipped the concrete, bruh.
Last one. I want you to have it for saving
don't
my
wanna
ass
take
back
it.
Then.
Oh, it ain't nothing. I pick out the big Yankee mother here and go, by God, I'm uglier than you are. Come on!
Thank you.
How long you had your woman, bud?
3 years.
Yeah? She's a good one. She's a breeder, my dog.
I'll tell her you said she's a breeder. She'll like that. I'll tell her you said that.
Can I get a hork off that bun? You remember them doors? Them doors I was talking about, bruh? Beneath. I got me a couple of them, found me a couple of them in Kentucky. Hell, I wasn't even looking for the first one. I was on the side of the road swinging my sickle. I turn around, and there's this door, this big old door, and lights coming out, blinding me, real gold. I'm thinking, this can't be. So, I close my eyes. I count one, I count two, I count three, I count four, five. And I open my eyes. Wasn't there.
We got into a fight in this bar, and I'm fine, though. No, it was me and him against, like, 30 guys.
You know, you and I, we got to talk about your good buddy early.
Who said he's my good buddy?
You sure have been acting like you were. Out whooping it up and drinking and everything.
You've been drinking, too. Come on.
Oh, yeah, right. You should have seen how scared she was that he was going to find out. He beats her, you know.
How do you know that?
Because she told me, that's how I know that.
I gotta see the man about a mule.
But only when she deserves it. Did you happen to know that he was in jail?
Yeah, for stealing a car.
Oh, really? Is that what he told you? He told her it was for carrying a gun. Brian, it could be for murder, for all we know.
Will you stop being so fucking melodramatic?
Melodramatic?
If it was murder, he'd still be in jail. Or he'd be on parole. In which case, he wouldn't be allowed to leave the state.
Maybe he wasn't allowed to leave the state. Did you ever stop to think about that?
Oh, okay, we'll get the keys, we'll get in the car, and we'll sneak out of here and leave. Is that what you want?
What's the matter with you?
Can we talk about this in the morning when the moon isn't spinning?
So how are you feeling now, Brian? Does your stomach feel kind of like it's in these knots and it's twisty and you could just explode at any given moment? Well, my daddy, he used to make this great drink for hangovers, and he'd make a blend of sauerkraut juice and Tabasco sauce.
God damn, you see that woman? She's butt ugly.
And he'd put in a little bit of lemon for the tartness. And then the last ingredient, Brian, this is the best one, was an egg, so that he could have breakfast and get rid of his hangover all in the same time.
Shame that dog teaching you, hunt.
Early lived in the moment. He did whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. It was that simple. I don't know if I was fascinated or frightened by him. Probably both.
Okay, what shall I call you? I can't call you Lucy. Lucy's gone. I'll call you Shelly. Hi, Shelly. I know you're thirsty.
Look. My old man ever give me is this goddamn 45. Ha ha! Japanese, but it's pretty good. Go on, shoot it.
Oh, I never did this.
Shoot it.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
I haven't.
Point and shoot the damn thing.
Ah!
Nah, bud, you're jerking it. You're all like this. You gotta hold it soft, like your pecker. Okay?
Boys will be boys. You know any tricks, Gary?
No. Now, hold on. Hold on.
You want to learn some?
No. Ain't. Okay, loosen up. Loosen your elbow. Breathe. You got to breathe, bud. Hold it. Shoot. Woo! Hey, Captain. Ah! Good one.
You look good with a gun, Brian.
That's a good one, bud. That's super good one. You like that gun, Brian? I'm going to give it to you. I want you to have it.
I don't need a gun.
No, I'll go and take it. I'll get me another one. Never know out in California, all them cuckoo heads. You best hold on to it. Now give another shot, you mean boy. Go on. Shoot that damn thing. That's super. That's some super shooting. Look at that.
If you ever plan to motor west, take my way. The highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from
Chicago. I think we're gonna sit this one out, bud. That's deal certification.
Honey!
You need some help, bud. You just holler. I'll be there.
Copy of the tape they found. You recorded everything.
Mister, can you help me?
His mother had him working in here. Before he was 8 years old. Killing animals with a sledgehammer that was bigger than he was.
Can you get me out of here, please? Look, I don't
She was pissed at him. She beat the shit out of him. And then lock him in here overnight. One morning, little boy wakes up, picks up his sledgehammer, starts hurting back. How does he get from... What are you doing?
I'm finished.
Oh, I know you're upset about the gun.
I am not upset about the gun. Yeah, I'm upset about the gun, but that is not it. God, can we please turn this off? God damn it, what is going on here? A week ago, you would never have picked up that gun, never! And this afternoon, there you are. You're out there wheeling around like you're Clyde fucking Bauer or something. What is going on with you? Would you please talk to me?
It was stupid. It was a cheap thrill. I admit it. It was stupid. It was just bang, bang, like kids. Okay? But I need you to take these photos. We need them. I don't want to blow it.
Oh.
Okay?
The pictures, the book. That really is all that matters to you, isn't it? That really is all you care about, isn't it? God, I cannot believe I agreed to do this.
That is such crap. You know you wanted to come here and take these photos every bit as much as I wanted you to.
Wrong. Wrong. I was willing to do whatever it took to get you off of your ass and us on our way to California, and there's a big difference. I want him out of our car.
Why? What happened?
I want him out of our car.
What happened?
Next gas station, it's either him or me. It's up to you.
Yeah, can I get a carton of Victory Kings and $20 worth of gas in the car? Thanks. Their names have not
been released. No criminal charges. This is strange. In other news, looks like a bad one's coming in. Y'all better be careful out there. Where are you headed?
California.
California. I hear it never rains out there, huh? Must be nice.
Hi, Carrie. I have to go to the bathroom.
We should be here.
Really, please be.
Shut up! God damn it! Try to have a conversation with Walter! Sorry about that, Walter.
Hey, don't forget your yo-yo. Listen, Adele, I just want you to know that you not coming with us has nothing to do with you guys. It's something between Carrie and me.
Where you from?
I'm Vernon, Florida.
Don't know. Any hunting?
Turkeys sometimes.
Huh. Yeah, turkeys are real smart. Smarter than most people tonight. Tell you what, Walter. I want you down on your belly. Get on your belly. I want you to stay there for a long time after we leave. We got a deal, son?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Come on, if I hold on to that Bible over.
What's wrong with the Bible, Walter? Huh? You think I'm gonna kill him? Now that'd make me a liar, wouldn't it?
No, sir.
No? Go, Walter.
Okay. Which...
I wonder if ain't Dale like him.
What was that?
Oh, my God. Nothing, Ron. It was just the thunder.
Hey, Early.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, you're going to lock this one back in. Yo, over here, big fella. Red shot. They dead. You're dry.
What are you doing?
Come on. Come on, bud. Let's go.
Oh,
God. What happened? Peace out, Mom.
Oh,
shit.
What
happened?
He shot him in the head. No,
he
shot him in the head. No, he did it.
Hey. Everybody just shut up. God damn, let's keep walking in. Doesn't change. I won't get you there. Say, California. They kill us with your driving first.
Early! Early!
What'd you get?
I got Chinese food.
What is it?
The guy, he didn't speak too good of English really, so I just got what they had.
It smells like butt.
Get the beer. Want a chink beer?
God damn it, Adele. Well, give this one to what's your name? Come over here, bud. Get you some grub. What the hell China done in the middle of the American desert in there? Hey, Dad, where are the forks and spoons? Is it just me or this whole trip gone down here to ran out of Lucky Lock? Wish I had me some chili beans.
How many people have you killed, Early?
Well, now, how many people you seen me kill, bro?
None.
That's how many I killed.
If you say so.
Damn right I do! Shut up! Eat your food! You ain't never killed no one, have you, bro?
No.
Nope. Ain't seen nobody killed either, have you?
No, I haven't.
Nope. Well, tell me something, big time. How the hell you gonna write a book about something you don't know nothing about? Mom, I'll sing a song. Something.
I wish Carrie was happy. I wish she would smile.
Some store window, we're gonna buy it and put it on our coffee table. Ain't that right, Mom? Okay, let's go have us a look, people.
Early, I'm just gonna stay here.
You wanna go, Mom?
No?
You watch Carrie. Take pictures, bruh.
You run, bruh, I get you. Come on.
This way, bud.
What happened here?
two brothers, prospectors, lived here in the 70s.
Yes, so?
They picked up hitchhikers, young men, brought them back here.
Hey, bruh, this ain't gonna give me nightmares now, is it? Wait, got what?
This one's called Walk the Dog. My favorite one is Rock the Cradle.
They were asked just before they were executed why they did it. And they said to be famous. Why did you do it early?
Do what, bruh?
You didn't have to kill the gas station attendant.
Move a little to the left.
You wanted to. Why? You helped me out early, you're right. I don't know shit about killing. You gotta tell me. Make you feel good?
Huh?
Powerful?
Huh?
Superior?
Huh?
What? Who are you angry with? Your mother? Your father?
Hey, y'all know about Daddy? Do you? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about my Daddy.
Yeah, we gotta help this out here. We gotta talk to him early because he's sick and he needs some sort of help.
Gary, you're messing up my trip.
Adele, listen to me, please.
Adele, the police are after me. Kill the man back there.
Mom, that is true.
I saw him coming.
All right, ladies, I like both of you to step slowly away from the car.
No! No!
On a dead run.
No, Early. No.
Oh, come on, Mama. Tell me that don't hurt.
Gee,
what? Gotta put that crippled dog out of his misery.
You don't know about it. You gotta do it, son.
Shoot him.
Come on, lay it on in there. Come on, mean boy. Come on, mean boy. Shoot him. Shoot the dog. Shoot him. Tim, are you, boy? Shoot him. Come on. Go, mean boy.
Faggot. Look at his face. It's not your father. Look at him.
I know that, you idiot. That there's the police in the world of hurt, and this here's a mercy killing.
Oh, God.
How'd you hit the road? Not even simple thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for what he did.
I don't know, Early.
Dale did for saving your fucking life back there. God damn, you're about this close, Mama, from spending a night in the county morgue.
Why'd they gotta shoot her, you murdering son of a bitch?
Stop it, Gary.
What are you fucking insane?
Shut up!
He's a murderer!
Shut up, Gary!
God damn, push it loose.
Mama, there's pretty half. Maybe they got some beer.
Look at all the cactuses. They're beautiful. You know what makes cactuses so strong? You could just leave them and forget about them forever and they'd still live. They just keep on growing.
No, we gotta do something before Early kills somebody else.
Growing. And they breathe.
Adele, will you listen to me?
You can't do nothing, Brian. Just sit still. Beautiful cactuses, man. I just love them. My mama had a garden, and I had this little baby cactus, and I was gonna take it and plant it.
You gotta talk to Adele. She looks up to you, she'll listen to you.
I tried talking to her, to mine, it didn't work.
Try again.
Hey, Brian, here, stop. Stop and think. If you switch the two letters in your name, you just spell, brain. Huh? Boy, you got a problem. God damn it, what's wrong with Grandma? Where's your husband?
I'm a widow.
Sweetheart, hey, come on over here. It's so clear you can't believe it. Just amazing. Come on over and look. Take a look, honey. I should see this, Peaches. Peaches?
She has this guest house in the back, and it's really beautiful, and it's empty, huh? And she said if me and you wanted to, honey...
Hey! Oh! Hey!
Well, you're winning now, Peaches. Dog shit.
That don't leave much imagination then, does it? Warren. My daddy. Fucker. Born.
You're not gonna die.
That's you, ain't it?
Yeah, that's me. Do you like it? What do you think?
Dog shit.
You can go now.
You ought to control your woman, boy. Stinky. Stinky. You're lucky for you to take all kinds of California. That's where we'll be tomorrow. California. Hey, Dale! Mama! Stupid.
Try and slide your hands under.
Mom? What are you crying for? I'm the one who got hit.
Because I decided early I'm not going to climb up that Hollywood sign with you.
And why not?
You're mean, early.
No, I'm not.
You hurt those people, early. I don't want to do it with you. I loved you, early. You just be quiet. You are mean.
One, go!
No, I'm not leaving you here. What?
Go! Go!
Adele!
Shut up!
Adele!
Shut up!
Adele!
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Looks like you need me a new woman. We gotta find us a door. Save us some time. God damn, that's a super dress. Yeah, that's a super.
I didn't think he left anyone alive.
It's scary.
I took off down the road.
Watch your head.
Okay.
Grab that chair. I'm gonna lift the piano. Slide it under.
Nearest one is 21 miles away. Took the fire road west.
Take your car and get to that phone. Call the police.
Lord, lead me.
Got a transport. Ask me some questions. Come on. Do I feel powerful? Do I feel superior? No. No. I feel good. Right, you believe it. Right, you bleed. Can I be free as bird? Skinner! Leonard Skinner. I like that one.
Keys. They're around his neck.
Grace became a killer. I don't know why any of them do. When I looked into his eyes, I felt nothing. Nothing. That day I learned that any one of us is capable of taking another human life. But I also learned that there is a difference between us and them. It's in feeling remorse, dealing with guilt, and confronting your conscience. Really never did.
We all living in a trailer park or something, somewhere. He's alive, see? Now, he's thinking about what he done, going over it and over and over it in his head, every night, figuring how smart he is for getting away with it.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. How's your swim?
It's freezing.
It's November.
I know. There's this gallery in Venice, and I showed them my work, the Icon series. I think they're interested.
That's great.
Well, it's not definite, but it's encouraging.
Well, let's celebrate. I'll take you to lunch.
Okay.
So what happens next?
Well, I'm meeting at the gallery on Thursday, and they want to see some more of my work.
I'm sure they're going to love it as much as I do.
Hi. Guess who this is? It's me, it's Adele. I know I'm probably not supposed to be talking on the tape recorder, but I just wanted to say thank you for taking me and Early with you on your trip, because me and Early is having a really good time. And I just hope that when we get to California, that you guys don't forget all about us, because friends are important, and, well, you're the only friends we got.
I can't.